You are a rowdy bunch. And that is good.
Thank you.
You are ready to continue?
Yes.
Yes?
I want to thank you publicly for everything you have brought us. The question I have is that for about 8 years I lived in Excelsior Springs, which is about 35 miles northeast of Kansas City, with a friend of mine. She passed away in July of 2000. I came back to San Diego, to my home here, in September. And a couple of years later, I bought a new car. And I thought in October, well, I'd like to go back and visit all my friends in Kansas City, which I did. And I was in Excelsior Springs. I thought I was in a very high, joyous vibration. And I was going down the road and wasn't driving fast. And there was a ravine beside the road. And there was a guardrail. And a huge deer come over the guardrail and hit the right front fender of my car. And I was very surprised, to say the least, because I felt I was in this loving, high vibration. I was having a great time. The trip was going great. And then I thought, well, is it possible, I guess this is the essence of my question, to be focused unconsciously and in a vibration unconsciously, because you said, and I believe there are no accidents, that this could have taken place?
It's a very important question. Is it possible that I'm offering vibrations that I don't know I'm offering? And the answer to that is yes, of course. Mm-hmm. But there are a number of things that we want to chew about this, and so we'll just take our time as we move through it, because okay. Every now and again someone will ask a question like this. They will say, I'm driving down the freeway and I'm listening to happy music and I'm feeling very, very good, and I'm pulled over by a policeman and given a ticket. Now, how can that be? And we say, there are vibrations within you that are dominant vibrations, and there are vibrations within you that are vibrating right now. And sometimes the question isn't what I'm vibrating right now my dominant vibration? And the answer to that is, it might be, but not necessarily. Now, let's say that again. Isn't the vibration that I'm offering right now my dominant vibration? And we say, well, if you find a positive, good-feeling vibration, and you focus upon it, and you practice it, and it comes to you easily, then it could very well be the most often activated and therefore dominant vibration. So then the question is it possible for me to find some good-feeling vibration in the moment and have something happen to me that's not a perfect match to that vibration that I'm having in the moment? And we say, yes, and what that means is the dominant vibration is different from the vibration in the moment. So what we've been talking about all day here today is making the effort to, in this moment, activate a good-feeling vibration with the intent of doing it often enough that it really becomes the vibration that is most activated and therefore most dominant, and therefore that's what begins to manifest. And that's why you often hear us ask the question, yes, but how do I really feel? How do I really feel about... So let's talk just a little bit about this trip going back. Now, how long after your friend died did you leave there?
About a month.
And how many times have you been back since then?
This was the first time.
So is it possible that what you were feeling around all of that was sort of right there where you last left it? And even though you came someplace else and you activated other things, that going back there somehow reactivated within you some sort of unfinished business?
I see.
And don't you think it's interesting that a deer would jump right into your automobile as a sort of literal manifestation of that unfinished vibration?
I don't quite follow you.
Well, let's chew on it just a little bit. So when you left there, what do you think your dominant feelings were?
Sadness, because my friend had passed away.
So it was sadness, and it was around the subject of death.
Yes.
And did the deer die?
Yes.
So a little bit of a parallel there. And were you joyful when the deer died?
No.
Did you feel responsible?
No, I don't think I did.
So you didn't feel responsible in either case.
No, I helped my friend through her transition.
As you did the deer.
Well, yes, unintentionally. Intentionally with my friend, but I felt unintentional with the deer.
And so talk to us about this intentional helping your friend through it. In other words...
Well, we've been friends for many years.
Yes.
And she'd been my teacher and counselor, and I loved her very much.
Yes.
And I told her that I released her to do what she needed to do, and that I would be there for her through the whole thing, and I would not leave her, and I didn't. And I felt very... I felt I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish and that I did what I told her I would do.
Well, we think so too, and we think all of that is just fine, and we would not try to change any of that if we were standing in your physical shoes. But the thing that we want to emphasize mm-hmm. in direct response to your question is you activated a vibration there that said, I'm going to be here to the bitter end. I'm going to be here in the death experience. I'm going to be a catalyst in the mm-hmm. assisting of all of this. And we want you to see that since that was where your vibration was, the deer took the same opportunity.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I never thought of it that way. Thank you for that.
Everything is always a vibrational match. Now, then the next question that usually comes up with most people is, well, was the deer really ready to make its transition? Or did the deer just have an unfortunate accident? And we want to say to you that if a deer runs into a car, it is much more deliberate than if a person would run into a car. In other words, the deer knows what it is doing. It was inspired from a broader perspective. We're not kidding you about that. It rendezvoused with you to help you to understand where the vibration was that you left there. And when you think about it, wasn't it a perfect match? Wasn't it almost the identical experience? And so it's sort of like you returned there with that same vibration going, even though you really wanted to have a whole different reason for going there. Now, tell us again, what was your reason for going back there? What was the reason for the trip?
My friends had been asking me to come back, and I wanted to go back and visit with them. I love them very much, and they love me, and it was a wonderful experience.
And so would you say that this deer jumping into your car was a significant part of your trip or just a small, insignificant part of your trip?
Well, I felt I had a decision to make. I could let it ruin my trip or I could go on and enjoy my trip, and I chose to go ahead and enjoy my trip.
In the same way that you could let your dear friend's death ruin the rest of your life or you could go on and enjoy your trip.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.